From Tidbits on February 6, 2012, this is Security Update 2012-001 1.1 No Longer Kills Rosetta Apps, written by Adam C. Angst. Apple's initial release of Security Update 2012-001 for macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard caused massive problems for many people who have continued to run Snow Leopard over 10.7 Lion because of needing older PowerPC-based software that relies on the Rosetta emulation layer. The problems primarily revolved around using the open and save dialogs in printing, although there were additional troubles as well. Affected programs included Quicken 2007, Microsoft Office 2004, Eudora 6.2.4, Photoshop CS2, FileMaker Pro 6 and 7, Freehand MX, and more. When I realized the extent of the issues, I wrote, and revised as additional information came in, the initial version of this article to explain the problem. Once it was up, I used social media to help spread the word that Snow Leopard users should avoid Security Update 2012-001 version 1.0, given that the only fixes at the time were a partially effective reversioner, developed by Joseph Morris, Rob Uchtman, and Jordan Belante, sysadmins at a Nebraska high school, and reinstalling 10.6 Snow Leopard from DVD, followed by an update to 10.6.8. Although Joseph Morris and his team deserve a medal for their tireless efforts, the true fix had to come from Apple, and it finally arrived late on February 3rd, 2 days after the Security Update's initial release. Needless to say, Apple didn't apologize for the trouble it caused a significant swath of the Macintosh community. It's not the company's style. The only public statement about the situation came from the Apple Product Security mailing list, which sent email saying, Security Update 2012-001 version 1.1 is now available for macOS 10.6.8 systems to address a compatibility issue. Version 1.1 of this update removes the image I/O security fixes released in Security Update 2012-001. Comments on this article and my own testing confirm that the 1.1 release does appear to solve all the problems introduced by 1.0. So my recommendations are as follows. If you installed Security Update 2012-001 1.0, immediately install the 1.1 release, which you can get via software update or from the Apple Support Downloads page for both Snow Leopard and Snow Leopard Server. If you have not yet installed Security Update 2012-001 1.0, queue up the 1.1 release for installation at some point in the future. Although initial reports indicate that it solves the most egregious crashes, it's still possible that other issues remain and haven't yet come to light. So it's best to wait a bit longer before installing. Check back on this article before you install. We'll be sure to note any new information as it comes in. The next time a security update comes out, much as I hate to say it, hold off on updating for at least a few days. Enough other people will install it that reports of the problems will percolate through the community quickly, and you can make a more informed decision after a few days. For what it's worth, the now-removed image I/O security fixes revolve around eliminating vulnerabilities that could be exploited by maliciously crafted TIFF and PNG files, and there's no way users can identify and avoid such files. We may see Apple release a 1.2 version that brings those fixes back without causing crashes. Unfortunately, we were lulled into a sense of complacency by the last 6 months. If you think back to earlier last year, Apple biffed the releases of 10.67 and 10.68 as well. See OpenType font, PostScript fonts troublesome in 10.6.7 from March, and macOS 10.6.8 suffers printing and audio problems from July. Apple eventually addressed both problems, but it took weeks, not the 2 days this most recent misstep took. I argued that public betas might be the answer, and Apple needs public betas for macOS 10 back in July, and while there were plenty of dissenting opinions in the comments, it's clear that Apple's testing of new releases of macOS 10, at least with Snow Leopard, isn't currently getting the job done. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.